Blog Talk Radio.
J.O. on the track.
Hey guys, and welcome to the show. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. You can also, if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion about today's topic, just press the number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air, and I will put you on the air. And again, thanks, guys, for listening in. Hope you guys had a great, great weekend, and I hope that you had a great Easter and a great weekend again, and today is another beautiful day. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? So, the weather. Today, right now, is 70 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 81 degrees and a low tonight of 61. Tomorrow, thunderstorms, high 79, low 62. Wednesday, possible thunderstorms, high 86, low 61. Thursday, sunshine, 88. Friday, partly cloudy, 87. Saturday, sunshine, 85. Sunday, rain, 72 degrees. So that's what you're looking at over the next few days, guys, as far as weather goes. And that's what we like. It is really nice outside right now. Today's word of the day is reciprocate. Reciprocate is a verb, and it means to give and take mutually. Okay? Reciprocate. R-E-C-I-P-R-O-C-A-T-E. Reciprocate. And also another meaning is to return in kind or degree. To make a return for something done or given. To move backward and forward alternately is to reciprocate. Reciprocate is a great word. You guys, please take that, add it to your vocabulary, and run with it. And of course, today is Monday. Now, on Wednesday morning, we will have a contest Wednesday. Wednesday morning at 10:40 a.m. I will do the contest where I ask you guys to tell me a word of the day over the past week where we've had. And if you give me the right word of the day for that day, you will receive a Frank Williams Show T-shirt and armband. And I have had some winners, and I will be giving away shirts and armbands until it's done, right? Now, I may, continue. If I do a reorder, I'll continue to give away shirts. But right now, so it's going to be Wednesday, 10:40 a.m. I will do the contest. So if you listen to the show on a daily basis, just write down the word of the day for that day. And then when we come on the air on Wednesday, I'll ask you for the word for a certain day, and if you give me the right word, you'll win a Frank Williams Show T-shirt and armband. All right, and you have the entire show. You have the time of the entire show to call in and claim it. All right, and claim it. So again, thanks guys for tuning in. And I don't know if you guys have been watching the NBA playoffs at all. I know it's not into my episode. I'll get into the episode in just a minute. But the Hawks are in the playoffs. They're playing the Washington Wizards. We lost on Sunday. But, for me, I just feel like the Hawks aren't playing all out. They aren't playing all out. They aren't laying everything on the line. Sometimes you have to realize that these playoff games are, every game is crucially important. And if you don't give it your all, that's saying something to, to me anyway, to the fans, is that you're not serious about the game. I think it's a little bit too much money in the game, and these guys aren't don't play as hard as they could. Okay, if you think about it, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine that was that came by the house on yesterday, and I was saying that how is today's players don't play like yesterday's players or the players that we grew up with, because when we grew up, that these guys in the playoffs, they laid it all on the line. And what I'm saying is that the superstar of the team has to, without a doubt, he has to play all out for as many minutes as he's on the floor. And I saw it yesterday in the Washington Bullets. Their superstar, John Wall, he was jumping in the crowd. He was diving in the crowd at loose balls. Went in the crowd twice after loose balls. He's playing his hardest. And that made these other guys step up and play hard. If they see the superstar going all out, playing as hard as he can, doing as much as he can to pull us to a victory, damn it, you got to step up too. Or you go in the locker room and you get your ass chewed out by him because you didn't put it all on the line. Next thing you know, you're out of a job. You're going somewhere else to another team. So the way I feel about it, I'm kind of passionate about it because I want to see the Hawks win. But they didn't put it on the line. Who's the superstar of the Hawks team? I can only think of Dwight Howard. Well, Dwight Howard had 7 points yesterday. 7 points. And to me, they weren't giving Dwight Howard the ball. You know, these guys like to shoot jump shots and three-point shots nowadays in the NBA. That's all they want to do. And they weren't giving the ball to Dwight Howard at all. And at the same time, Dwight Howard wasn't giving his all to the game. And I think that kind of goes hand in hand. Dwight Howard won't give it his all if he's not touching the ball. If he's touching the ball, he doesn't feel like, hey, y'all not even giving me the ball. Why should I work that hard? Not a way to think, but I believe that's the way he's thinking. So, you know, all I'm saying out there, if anybody listening to the show that knows somebody on the Hawks team or may have an acquaintance with somebody that knows somebody on the Hawks team, whatever. Man, if I had a direct line to this coach, I'd call him and I'd say, man, get in their ass about putting it all out on the line in the playoffs. You know, and so, you know, and this guy Millsap is just—he's an ordinary player. He's not a superstar. I don't think he's a superstar. He doesn't show up at playoff time, but we give him $86 million a year or two ago. Talking about giving him another contract here soon. I don't understand that. He's done nothing. Zero. And he let the guy from Washington just bully him around all day yesterday. Didn't play with any kind of passion. Didn't play with any kind of heart. Didn't play with any kind of energy. The Hawks were just flat. Played like busters. I think the bench played better than the starters anyway. And that's the way we should go. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I just had to get that off my chest, guys. It drove me crazy yesterday. Simply watching all the games, it drove me crazy yesterday for the for about the Hawks. Okay? And, you know, Golden State, Kevin Durant stepped up yesterday, played hard. Everybody else played hard. That's what happens. That's how you have to be in the playoffs. There's no doubt. You look at football. When Tom Brady come to the sideline and he get to cussing and telling these guys, let's get off your ass, let's play, let's get going, let's go, let's go. These guys step up and they play. Players, man. And again, I had to get that off my chest, but yada yada, that's it. I mean, I don't know if the Hawks going to beat these guys or not. We'll just have to wait and see. Now, today's show is entitled, What Are the Dangers of Using Social Media Like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all these other things that are out there today for these kids and adults in the same to use, to get their ideas out, to get their word out, to get their expressions of unhappiness out there. Okay, I saw a thing this morning where the police are looking for this guy for a suspect in a homicide, and they got evidence off of a Facebook page where they did that. They recorded this homicide live when they kill somebody, and it's not the first time it's happened. But when somebody gets into a big fight, or kids getting into a big fight after school, and there are people standing around with their phones, of course, and they're videotaping the fight. And then they turn around and they send it to their friends. And then their friends may turn around and put it on their Facebook page, their Instagram page, or whatever. I don't know how all that works. But it's called Facebook Live, and you can do live videos right now. I could do a video right now and pop it up on Facebook, and for all my friends and whoever else to see it. My page is not private or anything like that. I have a page, and the only thing I really do with my page is other people, friends of mine, put things out there. But I don't usually post anything on Facebook. The only thing I post on Facebook is my show. This show, that's what I post on Facebook for my friends and everyone to see, and they can go to it and click on it and listen to the show. But that's about the only thing I do with Facebook. I don't put my family on Facebook. I don't put my friends on Facebook. I don't put my work on Facebook. I don't talk about work on my Facebook. I don't talk about work on my show. And if you're thinking about having a job, getting a job, this for young folks. If you think about getting a job, and you got all this crap out there on Facebook, and every other word you're saying, fuck this, cussing, and doing all this stuff, and ass and titties and all this stuff, that's something that. And then you go into a job interview, and they interview you and let you go, and then the next thing they do is they check your social media. They check and see if you're on social media. You think I'm kidding? Ask anybody. Facebook, Twitter, all this Instagram, anything that they can find you on in social media, they check it, see what you're doing on social media, and then they make a decision about whether to hire you or not. And so don't you want people to hire you because of your skills and what you do, not because of what you post on Facebook? If that's the case, don't post it on Facebook. Even kids in school, in high school, college, or whatever, they posting beefs on Facebook. Beefs, what I mean with beefs is I don't like her. I don't like him, so I'm going to post this on Facebook, letting everybody know that I don't like him. I don't like her. You know, she's a bitch. Then the next thing you know, they're confronting each other at school, and then they got a beef with each other. Now they're going to fight. Now the fight's going to go live. Now someone's really going to get hurt. Now it doesn't stop there on Facebook. And if you think I'm lying, try it. Check it out. Or if you got all this crap on Facebook, then you go for a job interview trying to get you a job to take care of yourself. Then the next thing you know, well, why they didn't give me a job? That's because your dumb ass is on Facebook doing stupid stuff on Facebook on a daily basis. And employers look for that. You got to stay off of it. It's not, you can do Facebook, but keep it to a limit. You can post pictures out there, but keep it to a limit. Don't tell people on the Facebook, well, we're at this restaurant downtown eating dinner right now. Then when you come home, somebody's broken into your house because your dumb ass told them that you were out of town or you were out of the house downtown eating dinner. Who cares if you're downtown eating dinner? Who cares? There was a guy on Facebook who, he and his girl, they had just got some kind of huge settlement. I think it was like $100,000, which is, it's a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money. But they were on Facebook laying on the bed, got all this money, this cash, spread out on the bed, and they laying on the bed taking selfies with the money. Okay? 2 hours later, 2 hours later, the house got broken into and they got robbed at gunpoint. Okay, so much for that. Right? Because you're being stupid and you're putting all your business out there on Facebook for any criminal to see. For any criminal to see. Now, I'm going out of town today and I'll be back on Friday. So somebody who sees that is like, man, where do they live? If I can find out where they live or figure out who knows them that I know, ask them where they live. They tell me where they live. We're going to go break in there. We're going to go take everything they got of value. We're going to take it all. Simply because you put that, you were out of town on Facebook. And they grabbed it. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in. Listen live. I see I got a full house today. Listen live. And if you'd like to comment, just press the number 1 on your keypad and want to comment on today's topic or opinion. Just press the number 1 and I'll put you on the air and we can discuss your comments or your opinions. But this is Facebook and Twitter. Instagram, all these things are menaces to our society. I know people think, oh, it's cool. I got Facebook. I can hook up, link up with them, that. That's true. You can. But limit it to that. Limit it to that just being a friendly thing. Why do you have to go out there and if you have a beef with someone, you go on their page and then you click to make a comment on their page and you call them stupid and assholes, out of the yada, this and that and this and that. What do you think going to happen after that? They're going to come back with something for you. Then it's going to start bouncing back and forth. Then the next thing you know, y'all going to meet up somewhere. Then somebody's going to get hurt. It doesn't make sense, guys. Why do we want to continue to hurt each other? Why can't we just be friends? I mean, we don't have to go out to eat. We don't have to go over each other's houses and hang out. We don't have to do any of that stuff. Why can't we just be friends on Facebook? No big deal. I don't get it. And, you know, and I say myself, I'm not one of these big party goers. I get invited to a lot of parties, and actually my wife get upset with me because I hardly ever want to go. And there's a reason for that. Or if I go, I may go and I may not stay long. But there's a reason for that. I don't hang out with a lot of different people. I only have a few friends that I deal with. And if they're having something, I'll go. If they call me and they ask me to come, I'll go. But if I'm having something, I'll call a few of my certain friends and they'll show up. But I don't go to everyone's party who invites me. Because even if it's a party that's in Atlanta, and I grew up in Atlanta, and it's a party in Atlanta, I know these folks, this and that, still, if they're not one of my close friends, I'm probably not going. Because usually when I go to a party or something like that in Atlanta or whatever, somebody's there that I know or knows me or whatever, and, you know, I'm not saying something gets started or whatever. But I just don't want to, you know, I like to have a good time when I go somewhere. And I just don't like everyone knowing my business. Because people will talk. You know, and next thing you know, you're taking pictures with someone, this and that. And next thing you know, it's on Facebook. It's out there on Twitter. It's on Instagram or whatever. They just taking videos and you're in the video. And now they're putting it out on Facebook or on Twitter or on Instagram or whatever. And that's not me. That's not my kind of party. So I don't do that. I got invited to a party. Actually, it was a family party on Saturday. And actually, I thought it was going to be later than in the day than it was. But, you know, this time of year, my wife's really busy. And you know, she said she could drop everything and go with me. But that would just put her further behind. So I like, nah, babe, you go ahead and do your thing, and, you know, we'll catch the next one. Maybe they were disappointed that we didn't show. I don't know. But it's just something that I don't really get into. I'm not a big party person. And again, I only deal with a few friends. I got a lot of friends, but I only deal with a few friends. People that I can trust. People that I've been knowing a long time. And to tell you the truth, even some of the people that I've known a long time that, you know, I don't really trust them a whole lot. Yeah, it's a friend of mine who's a little bit older than me. I'm talking about, you know, my sister's age, older than me, that usually comes to the house a lot. But a lot of times, I don't do things around him that, you know, he don't know a lot about me that some of my other friends know. And I don't want him to know. So that's my thing. That's how I do things. And I hope that some of you guys do things the same way. Because I think that keeps a lot of the drama down. I mean, I watch a lot of these reality shows, things like that. Just watching the Real Housewives of Atlanta. And these women supposed to be friends. And they've got money because they've been doing different things in their industry for a while. They got some money. But it's always a competition with them. And they always got some crap going on all the time. And usually it's always something that they've heard. And the way they hear it is through Facebook and Twitter and all this type of jazz. And that's what happens. That's why Facebook, Twitter, and all these guys are so detrimental to today's kids, today's grown-ups, today's public society. So guys, lay off that stuff. Lay off it to a certain extent. And I guarantee you, things will be better for everybody if you do. All right? So that's the show for today, guys. I'm gonna close out now, and but really, take care of yourselves, do the right thing, have fun, and enjoy your life. Enjoy your life. Hey, take care, guys. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow. Same place, same time, right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'll see you.
Hey, y'all, we got this thing we want to do here, and we want y'all to join on with LTD and holler along with us. Go like this. Come on, y'all.
When we party.
Singing all together.